Hello, everyone. It's Hing here. I am very excited because you're about to hear a live show that we recorded at the Sydney Comedy Store just this weekend gone by. Thanks to everyone who came out. It was such a fun time. Oh, my goodness. We had such a great time. Brett Blake, Cameron James, and Alex Lee were our guests, and they just crushed. So funny. I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. I'm also working on the technology to... We filmed it as well, and I want to somehow sync this podcast audio with the video, and then we're going to put that up on the Patreon if I can work out how to do that. Anyway, that's just a little thing for Patreon people that you might be able to see what we look like. And speaking of seeing what we look like, actually, this Saturday on the 20th of May, if you live in Sydney, I'm doing something really exciting. I'm doing a comedy special taping. I've only ever done one of these before in my life. And it was for the ABC, who obviously I love, but there's a lot of problems with the ABC with regards to production quality for emerging artists. For example, it looked a bit shit, frankly, the thing we made. But this one that I'm making, it's like with a proper production company. I'm spending more money than I've ever spent on anything I've ever made on it. And it's going to be sick. I really want people to see this show. If you need convincing, it just got a review in the Herald and it was like, 4.5 stars. I think the writer described it as my masterpiece, which is, very flattering. Anyway, it's on this Saturday, the 20th of May at the Grand Electric in, Surry Hills / Redfern in Sydney. It's the old Giant Dwarf building, which has now been taken over by a cabaret, group. Anyway, I was at the venue the other night. It looks fucking sick. And it's going to be a really fun show. I've bullied a bunch of podcast regulars and guests into, being there. So it's going to be a fun crowd of people who fucking rule. And I would love a bunch of Free to a Good Home listeners to come by. Anyway, you can get tickets from comedy.com.au. If you search for Michael Hing, you can find them there, or you can just find tickets on my social media. I'm really, really looking forward to that and really hope you'll come to it because it's a big deal for someone like me. And for anyone, I guess, it's a huge deal, and I'm excited. Anyway, thanks again to everyone who came out to this live show. I've been asking you to come to a lot of stuff recently. Anyway, this was really fun. This was really, really fun. We'll see you next time.
Welcome one and all to the Sydney Comedy Festival, presented by Young Henrys. We'd like to begin by acknowledging that we gather on Gadigal land and pay our respects to their elders past and present. We are only a few minutes away from the start of the show, so we ask that you please switch off your mobile phone and remind you that any recording of tonight's performance is strictly prohibited. Now sit back, relax, and get ready for tonight's show.
All right, let's
do it. Yeah, let's do it, everyone! It's Free to Look at Home! Yes,
this is how we introduce them one at a time.
Everyone?
That was probably the best intro we've ever done.
Yeah, that was...
I think.
That was fucking
I'm
going to
put this one down. I'm going to get a different one, if that's all right.
No, that's fine.
Sorry, Claire.
I don't think you need to ask permission for that sort of thing from the audience.
Yeah, it's going to fall. No, it's fine.
Got to establish dominance early on. And you really... Between that intro and what you just did then... You've lost them forever.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming to the comedy
show. Did everybody get here okay? Because I had some difficulties. Yeah? Alex, one of our guests. One of our guests. Little peek behind the curtain because we had a little group chat.
Sure.
Ahead of the show, basically saying, will you do the show? And they said yes. And then the group chat just lay dormant for a couple of days. And then Alex said, the AFL's on just so you know. Leave some time. And I thought, well...
I was here at 4 o'clock.
How popular can these Sydney Swans be?
And so I got here at 4 o'clock. What time did you get here, Ben?
I got here very recently. very recently indeed. Can I ask?
Yes.
This is like not a great way to start the show, I'm aware.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can I ask though, is my brother here?
Is this an actual brother or is this like a mystery brother?
Yeah. Is my long-lost brother here? Because the tarot reader said no. So my brother is not here. If you are here, just make some noise because what's about to happen doesn't have to happen.
What the fuck is about to, what's about to happen?
Okay, so here's the thing, right? My brother Matt...
He's been featured on the podcast before. Famously, Matt, on a first date when a girlfriend of yours was meeting your parents, he got a phone call midway through the dinner and then tore his shirt open to reveal a Superman costume.
Yeah.
And they said, I have to go, and ran out of the room.
Yeah. It was good. He was like 15 and it was good gear. It was very good gear, actually. But
I think also, sorry, before I'm telling Matt's stories, I think also you you wiped kerosene under his nose, threw a cup of water on him while he was asleep to wake him up, and then flicked matches at him.
Well, look, let's...
So that he thought he was covered in kerosene, it was about to be lit...
Let's not...
Sorry, is Matt here? Did he come to support his brother Ben?
So he's been to these... That, you know... It's good gear. So he's come to the show before, and I know he listens to the show. And I texted him, and I said, Matt, we're doing a show at the Comedy Store. Do you want me to put you on the door? A lovely gesture.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's saving him money. And he said, well, yeah, because me and my partner Jackie are going to go see the Sydney Swans. So we'll just pop by afterwards.
Great.
And I said, great. And then today he messaged me and said, oh, hey, I just realised the game finishes at 5:30, so I'm not going to be able to make it.
Sure.
And then I said, yeah. And then I went, okay. And then as I was driving in, and I saw literally thousands of people leaving the stadium.
Right.
I thought, what did you think would happen, Matt? Did you think I would not notice this?
I mean, you're very dumb, and you... If you've never heard this podcast before, why have you come? I suspect there's just sort of a 5 p.m. show on a Saturday and people are just after a thing in the afternoon.
It's warm in here.
If so, I'm sorry in advance.
I do like this data. Who by round of applause has never heard the show before or anything? Yeah. Well,
oh, damn, you've just come along. Oh, well, we should explain what the show is then. You down the front, hello, why have you come to the show? She knew. Oh, but she also clapped when she said she didn't know it.
Oh, what a comedy of errors. Yeah, you were like, they're the Sydney Swans. They're fantastic.
No, we heard of the other guys less.
Oh, right. Right, okay.
What?
So I think she said we heard of the other guys less. I think that what that meant was she looked at all the shows available and was like...
Oh!
And was like... I don't know. It's this or Guy Montgomery.
That is like actually a brilliantly cruel way of phrasing that.
It's not, we'd heard of you more.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you actually have to go out of your way for that construction. To be like, what is the most insulting way I can explain why I'm here?
Well, thank you for coming. Thank you to all about you. This is Free to a Good Home. This is the internet's only funny podcast. And it's a show about classifieds. Well, it started off as a show about classifieds and Gumtree and Craigslist and whatnot, Facebook Marketplace. It then now has become a show mostly about text on the internet and also our descent into madness.
Yeah.
So thank you all for coming. My name is Michael Hing, and joining me, as always, is a man who has a blood feud with his own brother. It's Ben Jenkins.
God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
And Benjamin,
yes,
we are thrilled to have a surfeit of guests today.
Can I say, somebody on Twitter, that may even be here tonight, pointed out that we have done something amazing with our lineup. Not only are they just incredible people.
Each of them is a convicted pedophile.
Yes. They said you should not...
More fiendish than the last.
You should not do that. And we said, we will. No, aside from that...
I don't know why.
Which is, aside from that, which
I'm
is...
So just, sorry.
Do you know that Mark Sutton once had to bring on a speaker at a small writers festival? Mark Sutton, friend of ours, who's been on the podcast before.
Yes.
Very intelligent man, has a PhD. It's in Bob Dylan, but he has a PhD. Had to bring somebody on, and he was like, I'll wing it. And I was like, you don't want notes on this person? It was an author.
Mm.
This was at a festival in Newcastle. And he panicked and went for a joke. And he was like, would you please welcome celebrity racist. But like nothing he'd said before indicated that he was about to do gear, you know? Well, but anyway, the point is...
Yes.
The point is all of our guests...
We're so sorry.
Have two first names.
Ben, that is the least interesting thing about them.
The most interesting thing is they're all convicted pedophiles, so would you please...
Please welcome onto the... No, I'm not... Stop it. You can't make jokes about it. All right, moving on. Three fantastic comedians, two of which have been on the show before. You would know them from TV, from radio, from stand-up comedy.
And but notice the names. Yes. Notice the...
Would you please welcome to the stage Alex Lee, Cameron James and Brett Blake!
All of them! All of them!
Everyone. Woo! Sit down wherever.
Hello?
Hello!
Alex, welcome to the show. Is that the worst introduction you've ever received?
Oh, we weren't listening.
Good, fair enough.
Good, good, good.
Thanks for coming by. How are you today, Cam? Are you well?
I'm really great, these guys.
That's not what you're saying backstage. You're saying, dude, I'm flatlining. I don't have another pod in me.
I've done two podcasts today, but I'm ready for this one.
What were the other two podcasts?
I did two episodes of the show Phone Hacks. Yeah.
Please don't cheer for other podcasts.
And then I also did the Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh yeah, just letting Mr. Rogan know some of the home truths. You
yeah.
Spun.
Yeah. I was up there. I was saying everything. I was saying you can't say anything anymore.
PC's gone mad.
Yeah, he loved that one.
He would have loved that. Yeah.
And also for the very first time on the podcast, Brett Blake. Hello. Brett,
hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, welcome.
This is a podcast about classifieds, and Brett, something we like to do every time we get a brand new guest on the show.
Aside from saying that they're a convicted pedophile.
Again, I'm sorry, I don't know why I did that. Brett, I totally don't take this the wrong way, but you look like the kind of person who spends a lot of time on Facebook Marketplace. Is that...
Yes, I always do. If you're selling a 1992 KX125...
This crowd doesn't know what that is.
Yeah, I just had a look at you. I was like, you wouldn't know a fucking is dirt bike if it bit you.
Is that an old type of Atari? I don't.
It's a very rare dirt bike, and they're worth like 12 grand. So I always look for some dumb cunt who doesn't know what they got, and they're trying to sell it so I can make some cash. Anyway,
hey, do you know what you should do? Jordan Raskopoulos, when she was on the podcast years ago, was saying that she trawls eBay and Gumtree and Marketplace for misspelled Warhammer items. Because that's
relatable,
because that's the way. This is the 5 o'clock Saturday crowd. Because that's the way you find mothers who are selling their children's Warhammer stuff.
Oh my god!
How do you misspell Warhammer?
No, you misspell Grax or the fucking.
Have you seen me spell anything? I can have a sting.
So Brett, have you recently bought or sold anything online?
I've sold a few things online, and it's the fucking most frustrating thing in the world.
Sure.
And you probably can't tell this about, I've got a very short temper. And so I tried it out of the goodness of my heart. Someone stole my mountain bike.
Out of the goodness of your heart, somebody stole your mountain bike.
Yeah, well, I was missing some words. Fill in the gaps, you fucking nerds. Anyway,
So this is like dyslexia in real life.
Yeah. It's the mate, I'm just pulling words around. Eventually they'll make a sentence. I don't know. I'm hungover as fuck and about to have a panic attack up here. So, but someone stole my mountain bike, but I chained it up, but they left the tyre behind. So the tyre was still there. Okay. Pretty funny shit, you know what I mean? Like, hats off, don't mind
well,
it.
Luckily, you can turn it into a unicycle and ride home.
Yeah, I've got a real unicycle energy up here.
You'd have the first, dirt unicycle.
I made it into a unicycle so I could bash myself. I've always wanted to like to be bullied by myself, so I thought I'd give it a sting. But I didn't want to throw out the tyre because it's a good tyre, it's from a good mountain bike. So I put it up, this from the goodness of my heart, I put it up on Facebook Marketplace for free, which is the dumbest thing you can ever do. And so people were messaging me straight away, and I'm like, mountain bike tyre, the first person, I sent you all this shit, but we can't, you know, it doesn't work, it's a podcast, if you don't know. They won't be able to see the images. So the first person said, it's a road tyre. And I was like, no, no, it's a mountain bike rim and there is a road tire on there. And he goes, oh, you should make that more clearer. And I wrote, fuck off, cunt. And then he blocked me. And then some guy, then eventually we got to like the final guy and I said, look, it's a free tire. And he goes, do you do delivery? I was like, no, it's free. I'm not delivering shit, right? And he goes, okay, I'll take it. But I'll meet you at the train station. I was like, no, I'm not meeting you at my train station. He's like, no, no, not your one, my one.
He wanted like, you to catch a train
to him, to drop it off.
Fuck off.
And I said, I'm not fucking doing that, mate. It's free. It's on the front porch. Come get it. And then he goes, all right, I'll meet you at your train station. And I was like, I'm not fucking... No, I'm not doing... And by this stage, it was around 5 o'clock. I had about 7 beers. And then finally, he goes, I'm on my way. And then he must be the world's laziest man because then he messaged me, he goes, I'm at the end of the street. Can you meet me at the end of the street? And I was like, just fucking walk up, dude. It's on the porch, just fucking walk up.
Man, and this guy's like Alec Baldwin and Glengarry Glen Ross. He's just like using every sales tactic to keep you on the back foot.
Yeah, real, every sales tactic to get something for free. Real fucking Wolf of Wall Street over here. Christabel Fleur himself. But then he goes, well, how do I know you've actually got the tire? Can you send me video footage of... I was like, man, this God. Is so many mechanisms and I was so pissed off. But I've got a big bonfire at the back of my house and I was sinking cans. And I was like, fuck this guy. So I filmed it. I said, oh, there you go, mate. There's the rim. As you can see, it's in good nick. Yeah, yeah. And then I just threw it into the fire and just filmed it burning. And I sent him that. And yeah, he blocked me as well. So,
dude.
So jump on my gram if you want to see me burning a tire.
You're the bad guy in this story.
No, I'm not. Yeah, he pushed me to a point.
This is the Joker origin story. Like,
there's a podcast across town where a guy's talking about going to get a mountain bike tire, getting to the end of the street, and then getting a video of the guy setting the tire on fire.
Man, it's a free tire. He had 17 questions. He had it fucking coming. I'm not the bad. I'm doing a community service. I'm
what
teaching fuckheads to be
service?
Better.
Well, everyone's burning rubber in a suburban area, you know.
But yeah, now he learned a valuable lesson, you know, to communicate clearly and don't be a dickhead.
Well, the things you love will get set on fire.
Yes.
It's a good lesson.
So all right, well, let's get to some classifieds. Al, can you take that one and pass the other one?
Take one, pass it on?
Yeah, you're taking the top one and then the rest will follow.
From school?
Yeah, I do.
Take one, pass it on.
Benjamin!
Yes, mate.
Do you have one to start us off with, please?
I do, and can I just say, Michael, that this is a real doozy. So I'll start with what the bidding is at. This was on eBay,
mm-hmm.
and the bidding is currently at $20,000, or I should say $19,550.
Okay, so
plus
if you want this, it's $20,000. Okay,
plus $12.50 shipping. Now that's going to become important because this kind of shipping, Okay, I want to see if... I'm going to read this word by word, and I want to see at what point this clicks into place for the audience, all right? Unopened, vintage... Nice.
Baby shoes.
Never worn.
It took me so long, when I saw that post of that unworn baby, it took me like 2 hours to figure out... What that meant?
It's a brain
teaser. You know what I mean? Oh, the kid died. Yeah.
Took me years, dude. I remember first hearing it when I was in high school, and I was like, "Oh yeah, it's a nice little thing."
Pretty sad. The shoes. Yeah. The shoes.
I guess you never got to wear those
what
shoes.
What a waste.
You know, an alternative title for this podcast was going to be "Baby Shoes Never Worn."
Yeah.
Which, for obvious reasons, we didn't go with.
Yeah. You know, I literally had to...
Dead kid pod.
Yeah. The kid's dead live!
Guys, if we get to $1,000 on this Patreon, we're going to kill a kid.
So, both of us just recently had other children. additional children.
So you and Alex both recently had kids, is what you're saying. A second child.
That's how a human would say it. Yeah.
As a human would put it. And
we spawned additional children.
Too much to ask for you to talk like a human, for God's sake.
And I actually had to return a pair of baby shoes.
Oh.
That had never been worn.
Oh no.
And I went to baby because we just got too many. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, and
sure.
we wanted to spend that baby bunting money on, like, you know, bottles and
some
stuff.
Some more baby bunting.
Yeah.
Some more bunting for baby.
So I went to baby bunting. You've been to baby bunting.
We've been to baby
You've
bunting.
You've been to baby bunting.
Yeah.
You didn't get
for
lost.
The rest of us who still have lives, what's baby bunting?
It's a shop.
Hi,
where
baby they, bunting.
Yeah, they sell baby shit.
Yeah, okay. It's like a shop.
It's like a shop.
Yeah. So you went back there and said, hey, I've got two baby shoes, never worn.
I literally was like, oh, I just need to return these. I have the gift receipt. And then I was like, we haven't used them.
Were they like...
And then I had a moment, Michael, where I was like, is she going to say it or am I going to say it?
What would she say? Is it because your kid died?
No, I just mean...
What customer service training did you go through? Now,
she goes,
if
okay,
anyone
so
tries...
dead or too many? I just need to
Sorry,
put it in the system.
I've got to put it in the system.
Yeah, and postcode. But, no, I mean, like... Maybe...
Are you a member here? You probably don't want to be, because we'll just send you emails and we'll remind you of the worst that's ever happened to you every month.
No, I mean that, like, I just assume that everybody's a stupid, wanky chuckle fuck like me and wanting to make this reference. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're
no
champing going... at the bit to make that a reference.
You know what I mean? I thought she'd be like, have they been ever worn? You know what I mean?
I'm always nervous about returning things, so I would have fully gone down the path, like, yeah, my kid's dead, so... like, there's no way you cannot give me that 23
so
bucks.
So if I could get cash instead of credit, that would be great.
Yeah.
But you know, she wasn't picking up what I was putting down, so I was just like, we haven't used
them. Imagine at Baby Bunting, the store that sells things for babies. Yeah. They are trained to not ask about dead babies. Yeah.
It's very likely. Anyway,
so
I'm going to
made me think, is that the context for the Hemingway story? Is it like, for sale, baby shoes never worn, and then update is... Sorry, should have clarified. Yeah. We just bought too many.
Yeah, I mean, Hemingway actually tried to amend that because he was like, oh, this is a massive downer by accident. I'm just saying, they had too many nice baby shoes.
The thing about baby shoes is that babies don't walk.
I've never even thought of that. Yeah.
So you actually never... No baby shoe is ever worn.
So actually, the saddest story would be for sale baby knee pads never crawled in.
So, okay, I'm going to go through this word by word and see when it clicks for the audience, okay? Unopened, vintage, 1983.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Ted.
Uh-huh.
Kaczynski.
Uh-huh.
Package.
Well, Mother Day is coming up, so...
Okay.
Still sealed.
Ooh. So it's 20 grand for a bomb.
Yeah, so Ted Kaczynski was the Unabomber.
Sure. I think was also... wasn't Ted Cruz the Unabomber as well? Was that a thing?
He was the Zodiac Killer,
Zodiac
please.
Killer, sorry.
So Ted Kaczynski in 1983 sent a bunch of bombs to various people.
Uh-huh.
Watch out, Louis Theroux's up here.
And so why did you send those bombs?
I think,
why did you think that would be appropriate to blow people up?
Some people, when they get a bomb in the mail, they think it might be, like, bad, I think. So
I'm just trying to understand. Do you think people would like to get a bomb?
why do they call him the Unabomber? Is it...
Because he sent bombs!
No. Sorry.
Uno means one. Bomb means bomb.
Yeah.
Why do they call him the Unabomber if he's sending multiple bombs?
That's right, they should have called him the Many-Bomber.
Exactly,
Michael. He actually has one testicle and all the other bombers were bullying him.
Actually,
it's the Unibomber.
Actually, does anybody know? Because I don't. Great. Oh. It's Mr. Kaczynski.
Why do they call him the Unibomber?
Because he sent the bombs to universities and airlines. Oh, thank you.
Right.
Oh. Wow.
Sorry, I've just clocked. There's someone knitting in the front row. We have different audiences.
So he did that for reasons. Look, I'm not going to pretend I haven't read his manifesto.
He was sort of a racist, wasn't he?
No, he was a...
no, he was many things, Michael.
Common misconception.
How dare you? I may be a Unabomber.
I will not go down as a racist.
No, he was a, what would our friend like to,
An environmentalist.
Yes, he was an environmentalist. He was a... He was a paleotechnologist.
Oh, so he was saying no technology, kill the universities because they're making lasers or whatever.
Yes.
Bomb the airlines because of planes.
No, that was because he hated Jetstar.
Right.
Hey, we've all been there.
Yeah. he got stuck in Adelaide for 24 hours and it just radicalised the hell out of Ted Kaczynski.
When they try to charge you for carry-on at the terminal.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, I was just going to be the Unabomber, but... So anyway, he killed some people. Let's not lose sight of that. But
only white people. He's not racist.
I hate to be the one to say it, but I think if he only killed white people, he might be racist.
I don't think that's how that works.
Whites are a race. Is that what you're saying?
A puzzling conundrum that we simply don't have the capacity to get into presently. But I will say this for Kaczynski.
One, not a racist. Two.
For someone very opposed to technology, his bombs worked. So,
interesting.
To this offer,
okay.
You are almost. I mean, I think some of them were duds, but you are almost definitely asking someone for $12.50 plus about $20,000 to send you a bomb.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll read the copy,
okay. Please.
In the early 80s, I worked as a lead developer for IBM at Santa Monica. For those of you who don't know, that's Kaczynski catnip. You know what I mean?
Right, okay.
Shortly after being transferred to IBM's New York offices, a small 13-inch by 10-inch by 3.5-inch package arrived for me at Santa Monica. The box was put into storage with other belongings, which were not made available to me until 2008 after a patent suit between myself and my former employer was settled out of court. So this package going missing had nothing to do with them being like, that's probably a bomb. They were like, you've lost your mail privileges. You are not allowed to be blown up. Upon seeing the return address, which was the Ice Brothers care of F Club, I became suspicious, since these names were the calling cards associated with the so-called Unabomber. He was the Unabomber.
Why did you put inverted commas on so-called?
Because so-called is usually, that's...
No, but he was the Unabomber. Oh, that's what they've written.
That's what they've written.
Right, I thought that was your editorial.
I'm just reading out loud
Sorry.
From a page. I wrote to the convicted Ted Kaczynski, which you can do. I've told you this. I've said this on the podcast. Former guest on the podcast, J.R. Hennessy, has had correspondence with Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah. You can talk to anyone in American print. Not anyone. But we tried to get John Hinckley on the podcast and he wouldn't come on.
Yeah. I think we did good not doing that because... Like,
which one was Hinckley? What was his
name? He was the guy who shot Reagan.
Yeah.
And he got out. He shot Reagan to impress Jodie Foster.
Oh, that's...
So right. He's definitely...
Is that what gets Jodie Foster across the line, is it?
Yeah.
I still think
Have
that
you
Jodie
ever
Foster...
shot the Gipper?
I still think Jodie Foster, on the day that Hinckley was released, which wasn't too long ago, had the potential to do the single funniest thing in the world. Which was to tweet something like, you know what would really impress me? It was during Trump. It's fine. He wrote to Kaczynski, who confirmed... in a lengthy handwritten note that this package was intended to be part of his terror campaign and that I had been a target. The letter from Kaczynski is not included. That'll be auctioned separately. The box has been kept in a climate-controlled storage unit like it's a fucking bottle of Grange. And has never been opened. No shit!
But also, who is this wild unit? Is just like, yeah, I'll just keep the bomb around my house.
Crazy.
No, it's in a climate-controlled storage unit. Imagine owning the Kennards next to that. Like, hey, Phil, I got a lot of family photos and stuff in there. And you're sort of storing a bomb.
It would be great to see that on Storage Wars as well. Now, you can't see a lot in this. There's a lot of it. It looks like IBM computing and also a bomb. What do we think?
So I like this little bit of one of my favorite things about listings, not like this, but like just in general, is when people try a little bit of legalese.
Sure.
That thing where people just think if they say something, it's the law.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? like when a sovereign citizen gets tased.
Yeah.
So they've tried this. Seller is not morally or legally responsible after package leaves my possession.
It's like, yeah, you are, dude. You're mailing a bomb.
Yeah. Kaczynski probably tried that.
Yeah,
he's just a guy mailing a bomb.
But the bomb was mailed to me first.
You know, he's just a new Unabomber, really, at that point.
If you mail someone else's bomb, I think that's, like, fine. Right?
Yeah. I can't... If I was going to buy this, I don't think I would pay shipping. I think this is one of those ones where I'd want to come and get it.
This is kind of your famous. Would you go to the end of the street?
Here's what I'd do.
Yeah, throw that in the fire. See what happens.
Here's what I'd do. I would make a list of my many enemies in my head.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Don't pretend you don't have that like as a pinned tab in your brain browser.
I would contact this eBay seller and say, "Hello, I'd like to purchase it for $20,000. My name is Ben Jenkins." Mm-hmm. And this is my address.
Uh-huh.
Could you please send it to me at wherever you live? Right?
Okay. You know why I'm safe? Because you've never bothered to learn my address.
I think it's in the Inner West.
Yeah, sure. We'll just write the Inner West on a bomb and see how that goes.
It probably wouldn't be you because we do a podcast together, but it would be like... It might be someone else.
Honestly, every couple of months, I like check in myself being like, does Hing have a reason to keep me alive?
No, but just like imagine if you just like catfished them and said, "Hey, I'm insert evil person here, you know, I'd like to buy that." And then they send the bomb to, you know, Prince Andrew or whoever.
Sure.
We can all agree he sucks, right? And then Prince Andrew goes, "Oh my goodness, another package for Princey."
Oh, I hope it's a child. What do you mean? Like, is, like there's somebody to open his mail.
Yeah, so you have to go... You'd have to go evil but not famous. Okay.
Okay. So like an Alex Lee figure.
But again, podcast privileges. I'm safe.
Yeah, Cam, I do your podcast pretty regularly. All right, Brett, it's you. Brett. No, you got to think of someone you hate and then you'd catfish the sender into sending them the Unibomb.
Can I say something quite possibly jailable?
Wait, you got to say...
Oh, yeah, I take no responsibility.
Once these words leave my mouth, I am no longer responsible.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if you want
to... As soon as this bullet leaves this gun, I am not morally responsible for any brains that get exploded.
No, all I'm saying is that you could do this yourself.
What do you mean?
Like Kaczynski isn't famous because he was like the best bomb maker in the world.
But I don't want my fingerprints on it. In this instance,
that's fair. You're right. A perfectly good mail bomb is going to waste.
Does anyone else have a plan to do something with this mail bomb? Or
I mean, my honest, earnest opinion that isn't funny is that it needs to be in a museum. I feel like I'm the Indiana Jones of this podcast. Yeah. But that is an artifact, and I would honestly go and see that if I were a tourist in DC or whatever.
What's the best museum to put it in?
Bomb Museum? I don't know.
Like, I reckon the Sydney Powerhouse.
Because you can't put it in like the Louvre, right? Because if it does go off, it's going to destroy the Mona Lisa.
It's not an artwork.
I think that's debatable, isn't it? You know,
I think you could put it in Mona. You know?
Oh, yeah, fucking David Walsh would go nuts
for that.
He'd
put it in a toilet or something and be like,
"Oh, cover it, it's the piss bomb."
You know how they got all those machines that do all the different shits? Yeah. The gnats everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to wreck all those pussies on the wall or whatever.
Yeah, that could be interpreted as misogynist.
Yeah. I will say, though, that, like, knowing what I know about Kaczynski, which I'm now realising...
He's got a lot.
Yeah, it's a concerning amount.
Borderline a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that, like, somebody buying... Like, somebody from IBM keeping one of his bombs and then selling it to somebody over the internet and then mailing it to them is a Kaczynski masterstroke. Please do not call this podcast Kaczynski Masterstroke.
Oh, that's a good one. Kaczynski package never opened.
All right.
That's Hemingway.
Oh, don't.
Equally as sad.
Oh, my God. Really imagine.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Alex Lee, do you have one to share with the class?
Oh, absolutely.
You can do that one or this one if that one's too weird.
Well, it's never stopped you before.
It's true.
I admire overconfident, curvy woman.
Just
Los
one.
Angeles.
So this is a Craigslist.
Overconfident. So too confident for a curvy woman.
So this is...
More than she has any right to be.
This is a community post from Central LA on Craigslist.
Okay. I am not trying to offend anybody.
Uh-huh.
But...
This guy is definitely buying that bomb.
Absolutely.
This guy knows.
I love to admire a curvy woman, a overconfident woman.
Why would that be offensive? I don't know why that'd be... I mean, it's offensive because it's creepy, but it's not like...
Yeah, I think you've hit right upon it, Michael.
Yeah. Interesting. I think so far, so good.
Okay.
I am interested in her personality as well.
He says doing this.
Yes, King.
He's like, how do I not sound like a fuckhead?
Yeah. There you go.
Her personality as well.
Now, I need someone in the audience to make eye contact with for this next line. Someone put your hand up. Yes, miss, I am talking about you, lol.
Wow.
I can just sit in a chair and admire you and listen to your voice, or you can tell me what is okay to do and what is not okay to be said and done. No rush, no pressure.
Can you read that back? Can you read those two sentences back there?
There's a lot of dancing around the subtext here.
Can you read those two sentences back?
From this one?
I can just sit in a chair.
I can just sit in a chair and admire you and listen to your voice, or you can tell me what is okay to do and what is not okay to be said and done.
He wants to go to therapy.
No rush, no pressure. I am also interested in conversation about different subjects. I like to learn how women think.
What was that?
What a broad stroke. I'm interested in talking about subjects.
Yeah, subjects, man. And I like to learn how women think. I find it very educational.
Has anyone ever, like, has this ever worked? You know what I mean? Has anyone ever done one of those and, like, that person's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know.
How many people here? There's, like, 200 people here. I bet at least one of these people is hearing this being read out and being like, I'm listening. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, they like subjects and cares about my feelings. Yeah. So.
Throw in a mountain bike tire and we might have it.
I am humble and I am a good listener. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in learning from a woman that can teach me things. Finally, a man who will say that. We don't need to meet up if you're not comfortable. We can just have a conversation. Thank you so much.
Wow. And good manners.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard worse.
Do you mean on Craigslist or in real life?
In real life. I mean, it's not a bad pitch, is it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I like this guy, but I'm an incel, so I don't know if I'm the right judge of character for this.
Did you hear the latest controversy in the incel community? God, I really am across a lot of...
Hear about it, yeah.
I really do have a lot of fingers in troubling pies. But there was.
I think I know what you're going to say because yeah, I'm across it as well.
All right. Well, can you share it with the rest of us who aren't in these various Discord chats that you're in?
Well, is it, if I'm thinking about the same thing you're thinking about, it's one of their one of the incel community's biggest leaders and vocal people.
So, by the way, for those of you, this is just flattery who don't know what an incel is.
I didn't know.
I don't know what an incel is.
Can I tell you? I didn't know what it was until I saw this post.
Right.
Yeah. I just thought it meant right wing.
It means someone who is involuntarily celibate.
Yes.
So someone who
wants to fuck but
wants
doesn't.
To have sex but will not, and they, no one will fuck them, and they are they're like owning the fact that they aren't getting laid.
As opposed to vol cells, which are voluntarily celibate.
Yes.
Or
so is it
liars?
Yeah.
Is it a sexuality?
No, they don't. It's not an alignment.
No,
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. LGBTQIA, the I doesn't stand for incel. Like, we just had World Pride here in Sydney. There wasn't a float for
Didn't
the
you see that float of some of the most miserable fuckheads on the planet?
There wasn't
dropping down Oxford Street.
There wasn't a float dedicated to World of Warcraft going past.
One of their most like vocal leaders in the incel community got laid finally.
Hell yeah, brother.
And has been like, all right, fuck all this incel shit. He's like, that's all bullshit. You're all fucking nerds. Go out and get laid. And it's so upset.
It's literally that Star Wars, like, you were the chosen one!
And all of them have been like replying saying, you've betrayed the community. Yeah. You've let us down.
That honestly feels like the moment that Jay Leno got the Tonight Show, you know? The analogy works if you know. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, I'm sure
if
it's a wonderful...
If you want to get that joke, start doing comedy. Do 8 years of open mics. Work your way up to being being one of us.
Et cetera, anyway, et cetera.
But yeah, it's like, it's... Fuck, it's funny. It really made me laugh when I saw that.
And
it,
like, he has some good points, I have to say. When people were like, what the fuck? He was like, it's involuntary. We're
true.
All He's trying like, to guys, do what I did. I just did it.
It feels so good. It's really good.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Guys, it's so wet.
At the very end, it's fucking psycho.
Yeah. He wasn't angry. He just needed to nut. You know what I mean? That's all dudes, isn't it?
Yeah, dude.
I just realised as well when you're saying that that's how my pop and my nan met.
What?
Not,
in
not
an
that
incel
my pop
group?
Was an incel. No, I just, because you said, oh, do you know any like classified? My nan and pop, they met by doing a classified in the newspaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so my pop posted this thing.
Was this in Australia?
In Australia. Uh-huh. So he lived up in Carnarvon in Western Australia. And then Nan was down in fucking wherever, Perth or whatever. And he wrote like a thing like, you know, see.
He took an ad out in the Perth paper.
Yeah, he put a paper. And then my Nan responded and they had like three bits of communication. And then somehow, like they became pen pals. And then Granddad came down from Carnarvon to meet Nan, but then she wasn't there because obviously the mail took so long to come back and forth.
She gone to Carnarvon? Was it chips passing in the night?
No, yeah, maybe. I don't know. But then this sounds pretty bogan. But Granddad then slept in his ute for two nights till she returned. And then they end up being married for like fucking, I don't know. But
this
50
is
years
genuinely lovely. Shut
it's
the fuck
beautiful.
Up.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Hang on. I forgot that that's until beautiful. You said it.
It's
really
lovely
nice,
now until you read the letters and it's just like your gran and your nan just be like, oh, I'm jerking off to, you know, like... It's like horny as shit. James Joyce letters to each other. I'm gonna growl you out.
Once
I get
a curvy woman from Perth. I can sit or stand, whatever. I don't care.
Sending each other those like silhouette cutouts that they used to make of just a.
All
dick.
Right, now we're talking about my nan's tits. Let's All go right. down.
All right.
A curvy, overconfident woman.
Cam, do you have one for us?
Yeah, I do. I do. I got one on the ground here. This one was posted in the arts and crafts section of, Gumtree or Craigslist or something.
On Craigslist, yeah.
Oh, God, it's good. It's a good picture. It's a really good picture. All right, headline first, why not? Nude Starship Bridge Crew. $20.
So what? What is it?
The Starship, I'm not familiar with this show. I'm not a Trekkie, but it's a Star Trek reference. So the Starship is the spaceship?
Yeah, man, I think you
know. There's a lot of angry people in that audience for that little riff there.
Starship is the main rocket in Star Trek.
Yeah, but no.
It's actually called the Millennium Falcon, I think. Yeah.
What's the item being sold?
The item being sold is a painting that has been done, an original painting that is called Nude Starship Bridge Crew.
Right, okay.
It's for sale for $20, and here's the copy. It is a bargain. Up for sale is a somewhat artistically rendered interpretation of a bridge crew from a starship in the Star Trek The Next Generation series.
Okay, so it's TNG. All right.
What makes this one different is that the entire crew, including some non-humans, are totally nude. Not everyone's idea of typical Starfleet regulations.
He's doing material in the fucking Hey, I'll get a banger in there, why not? Show a bit of my personality.
But it seemed interesting at the time I purchased it. Interesting.
So they didn't paint it.
No, they bought it.
Wow.
And it seemed interesting. It's like looking at porn and being like, that's interesting. Yeah.
Fascinating. Oh, really, go on.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff, what they're doing with the breasts and the...
Very symmetrical.
Yeah. Now it can be yours. Asking $20 or best offer for this hardwood frame. I bet it's hardwood.
Yeah, get him, Cam. Get him.
Hardwood framed item. Dimensions are 17 inches wide. Chode. By 13... by 13 inches high. Interested buyers may come take a look at it at my home in Montrose. All sales are final. All sales are final and are to be made in cash only.
Now, you're looking at the picture there, Cam.
Yeah.
You guys should
have a look at it.
I have not seen it. Are they, for want of a better word, sucking and fucking, or are they just standing there?
They are literally just standing there.
Some with Bush, some are like...
Yeah,
behind,
let's have a look.
Behind a
it's
desk.
It's like they've looked at a Star Trek Next Generation promo photo and been like, I would make one change to this.
A muscly physique.
No, you are not kidding. They are just standing there.
They are ripped.
Like, and one of them sitting on the chair, the main chair, the throne, I think they call it. Yeah.
All right, Ben, you're a bit of a Star Trek geek.
Absolutely not.
Can you name any of the nude characters there?
Well, is this
the newest one?
No.
Is this like maybe it's from the 90s?
This is the one that Patrick Stewart was in,
right? Well, I was just going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, don't.
Again, please send all your corrections to Guy Montgomery's Twitter. Yeah. I do not care.
But that is the Patrick Stewart one,
yeah,
isn't it?
So is Patrick Stewart's donger?
I can't see Patrick Stewart's donger or Patrick Stewart.
You can't
see
either of his bald heads. Heyo.
Get
him. Who else? And I'm not going to bully you for this, but who else was in TNG?
Was it Geordi LaForge? Was that guy in there?
LaForge,
yeah.
Data,
yeah.
Worf.
There's a.
Do you know what I said? I wasn't going to bully you. I said it.
Hang on. Wait. In that photo, because I printed this out today, in the photo there is a green one. Who's the green one from TNG?
Joffrey, I think. I think it's Joffrey.
Shrek.
Oh my god.
You actually can't see any dicks in this, but you can not see interested. Vaginas.
He's tastefully put all the dicks behind the console.
Desks and like floating orbs and shit like that. And then all the women you can see, it's like, to quote Patrick Stewart in Extras, you can see everything.
Can I get you to do a bit of a roll call on who's actually in that? Because I don't see any of the big guys. You know what I mean?
All right, now you're judging.
It's cold up there. So do you think this is nude fan fiction come real? Oh, really?
Too muscly.
They've gone rogue.
So it's not even anyone from the spaceship.
Oh, it's just, I've painted 8 naked people on a spaceship.
Is it just
give
fan
me $20
fiction?
For
it.
We really don't. Thank you, Belfies. Thank you. So basically what's happened is someone has painted 8 nude people on a starship and sold it at a garage sale.
And you
someone else has walked past and gone, I reckon that's Star Trek.
And you know what?
And I find it very interesting.
Now that I'm looking at it, it doesn't even really look like a spaceship. It just looks like a room.
It looks like a basement somewhere.
It's sort of like, in the background, it's like a window that's clearly supposed to be looking out into space, but it just looks like one of those, like, talk show backdrops, like Leno or something.
Now,
like,
is it just a photo from an orgy?
Yeah, but an orgy where everyone's just standing around.
Do you think it's after the orgy? They're taking, like, a class photo kind of thing?
Yeah,
like
it's like class of 07.
That is why there's a comment section firing up, like, I don't know any of these characters.
One of them's sitting at a computer, but it's like at an orgy when they've all come, and one of them's like, want to look at some funny YouTube videos? Or...
Ken, what's your favourite post-orgy video to show?
Oh, great question.
Charlie bit my finger.
Panda sneezing.
Okay, guys, God. I can send you this, or I can send you the bomb.
That
either way, I'm going to explode.
All right.
Thank you,
Brett.
6:50 tonight. Thank you,
Brett Blake. Do you have a classified for us?
Yeah, can't wait to.
I think that one's from that one. Yeah. So Brett also earlier turned on me. Brett also tonight earlier told me I can't read. So
I'm severely dyslexic. This is my number one fear. I called an ambulance for you. In bracket, does that say humble or Hamble?
Hamble, I guess that's a place. Okay.
It's where it was.
Hi, a few years ago, I called an ambulance for you after you had a fall over a fence. Fuck yeah, dude. Just wondering how you were doing and if you wanted to meet up.
Shoot your shot, King. Shoot your shot.
That's man, awesome. I mean...
You were a gigantic egg man.
All the king's horses
I worked
came,
at the king's guard.
The men. Wondering if they put you back together again. Yeah. Get in touch.
They never said you were an egg. But I could tell.
That is true.
You know, when you're single and you've been single for a long time and you start scrolling through your fucking phone book and like, who... Oh, you're down to Zed or whatever and you're like... All right, the chick with head trauma from 70. Surely, she thought I was a good guy. But...
Saved in your phone under fence girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that is the defining thing of this classified for me, that it was years ago. Mm. It wasn't even like, in the confusion like of the thing, this meet cute where you fell off and then I called you an ambulance and you were whisked away and that was days ago, but I can't stop. This was like years ago this happened.
I like to think he actually rings up Triple O and goes, hey, bit of a weird one. About 3 years ago, did anyone have any head trauma? And
do you guys keep records? Yeah, great. Yeah. Can you search in your system for the word fence?
How do you fall?
I got a vibe a couple of years later.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
If you are in the position where you are falling over a fence, I imagine you're running. from someone.
Yeah.
And who is going to likely to be there and you're in the situation when you have fallen over a fence?
Than the very person
yes.
you were running from.
Exactly.
Because I don't think typically if I, like, the phrasing here is weird. If I said to you, if we were going to meet up
sure.
and I said, oh gosh, Al, I've had the worst day. I fell off a fence. I think you would rightly say, what the fuck are you talking
about?
Yeah,
why fence? Why are we on a fence?
But also, like, you don't fall off a fence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You fall off a wall. You fall off a, you know.
What do you, what, why is
you
there?
Fall, a, I fell off a fence the other week.
Really? I was such a fake argument from you, Danny. Like, people don't fall off fences.
They don't, because a fence is...
I was trying to get my cat and I fell off the fence.
There you go.
No, you'd fall off a wall trying to, like, because a fence is... Like, if we're going to get into the...
Oh, yeah, explaining to the guy with a mullet what a fence is. Yeah. I've actually put him into the ground, you fucking private school cunt. Anyway,
Oh, shit. And he just put Ben into the ground. That was beautiful.
All right.
My understanding, and look, I'm happy to defer to the expert here.
Yeah.
But I think of a fence, right, as something that you can't be on top of.
You can stand on a fence, man. The Stratco ones made a fucking good steel.
Oh, well, now he's making
you can
making
stand
things
on,
up.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest. When Ben started this argument, I think you're right. It did sound like a shambolic premise from 90s stand-up comedy. You know?
Nobody
hey,
falls
you know
off
how
fence.
You guys are always falling off walls. Why is it no one ever falls off a fence?
Speaking of, just a quick detour, that reminded me, that comedian Donnell Rawlings, that American comedian.
Oh, sure.
He had this premise at that gig that we saw him at.
Sorry, about 2 months ago, Cam and I and a few other people were at the weirdest gig that's ever existed in the world.
Yeah.
We were on at the Enmore Comedy Club, which is run by the wonderful people at Century Venues, and who also run this comedy. Anyway, they're great.
Yeah.
But I got.
Aren't you signed a token though? Anyway,
But I got a call from them. They're like, "Hey man, you got to open tonight because there's a special guest on." And I was like, "All right, fine, whatever. Who's a special guest?" I'm like, "We can't tell you." And then when I turned up, it turned out it was in a room of about 80 people. It was Dave Chappelle and his entourage. Mm. And so we did a gig with Dave Chappelle in the room, and for obviously weird for a lot of reasons. I mean, obviously he did a lot of my trans gear, which is, you know.
Yeah.
stepping on all your trans goofs.
No, but it was super strange because he fucking bombed because it was in Enmore.
Yeah.
But he had his whole entourage with him.
Yeah, one of his entourage members, Donnell, got up and he was, it was truly like watching comedy from 1985. He got up and he was like, white people love dog shit. And the audience, were like, do we? But also, what is he talking about?
At no stage do you want to go to a black man. No, we don't. Yeah. I'll tell you what we like. I'm like, I guess I like dog shit.
Yeah, me. Yeah. I was like, he's like, you're always picking up dog shit in those little bags. And I was like, is that just a white thing?
I thought it was a good person thing.
I think everyone's doing it.
He's just walking around with his dog shit everywhere.
I love that shit. It was a golden era of comedy where you could just make up any premise. And your one about falling off fences would fit right in 1988.
White people are always falling off walls.
Humpty Dumpty ass crackers.
And we'd be in the audience being like, it's true, we do.
We do love to fall off fences.
Falling off walls and fences.
All right, can I take you out with this one, guys?
Yeah. So I don't think I've ever been so viciously bodied on a podcast. And I've been doing this for 10 years. And I've known Brett for like 15 minutes and he got my number.
Yeah, it's almost like I've been a bully for years.
It's always wonderful to have a bully on the podcast. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, this one, obviously, we're thrilled that all of our guests are here, but I do wish Tom Walker was here for this one because this is from r/unpopular opinions on Reddit. It's a tag not safe for work, and this is the title of it. Sucking your own dick doesn't feel good.
Man, I reckon it would.
Okay. Well, look, let me lay out this person's argument. This username is Kingfish420. Okay.
This is the Martin King Luther's... Kingfish420. This is Martin Luther's treatises on the chapel wall for our time.
It truly feels like... Greg
sucking Martin, your own dick doesn't feel good. So, a couple of months ago, I found out that I was able to suck my own dick in italics.
Mazel tov.
How I found out? I'll never tell.
And when I say suck
I fell off a fence.
And when
hi,
I say...
You fell off a fence a few months ago and started sucking your own dick. I called an ambulance for you.
000, weird question.
And when I say suck my own dick, I don't mean simply licking the tip.
Okay.
I mean full on deep throating.
I'm talking to the base.
When I first found out about this, I was so excited.
Mum!
Come check this out!
Remember how you said I'd never amount to anything?
I soon realised it wasn't really pleasurable at all.
Okay.
It melted.
That's on you and your technique, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so true. Don't get me wrong, there was some pleasure.
Okay.
But it was completely overshadowed by having to suck a dick.
chicken egg.
Shit.
The chicken egg chicken scenario. Egg.
Who came
am
first?
Am I sucking a dick or am I being sucked off?
The Greeks called this Ouroboros.
I wasn't able to focus on the pleasurable sensations of being sucked off.
Because some guy was making me suck a dick.
Somewhere in this is a bracket and it says, P.S. I'm not gay. It's not gay if you suck your own dick, all right? I just want everyone to know that.
It was
Kingfish 420 is not gay.
He may be many things. A unibomber, a racist.
It was a surreal experience to feel all my cock in my mouth, but it wasn't. Fucking it honestly hell. Wasn't what I was looking for. And no, it wasn't because my head game was trash.
Okay.
Whoa. There's so much going on in this, man.
There's so many personalities appearing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like all these big 50-buck words, and I'm like, it ain't trash.
Yeah. That's
great. So, yeah, sucking your own dick is nowhere near as pleasurable as everyone says it is.
Do they? Who says?
So I think I'll just stick to jerking off.
Nothing wrong with it.
When are you jerking off? Then you've got to touch a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's actually a very good point, Al. He doesn't seem to have this problem with jerking off.
Yeah. I wasn't able to focus on the pleasurable
I mean, I hate to buy your logic, this guy, but there are some flaws.
Well, that's absolutely...
heartbreaking.
Really sad. That's the saddest short story since that Hemingway one that we read earlier.
For sale, one dick, never sucked.
Never self-sucked. One self never sucked.
Wouldn't you do your back in or some shit? You know what I mean? You're like leaning down. That's a weird thing to say to your physio. How did you do this injury? Well,
yeah.
Brett,
I once hurt my back gaming too much. I once hurt my back gaming too much, and the lies that I had to tell to my physio would have been dwarfed by the lies that I would have had to tell if it was in attempting to suck my own dick. Although maybe less shameful. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, what's a more embarrassing way to injure your back than sucking your own dick? Or eating your own pussy?
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for including. what about eating your own asshole? That's probably way worse.
Which way would you go?
Michael, have a think. You couldn't go backwards because your mouth would be on the other side. Yeah. Unless, then you'd have to do that. Then you'd have to do a full 180 with your neck. And think about the logistics of that. And then a full 180. Yeah.
That's like Cirque du Soleil by way of The Exorcist.
You look like a fucking Lunig cartoon. It doesn't really make sense.
And just a person eating their own arsehole and then vaccines aren't real.
If you think about it.
Yeah, I guess that. I mean, I can't think of a worse way.
You know what? I think what would be worse is trying to kiss yourself on the forehead. Trying to give yourself a goodnight kiss on the forehead.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's sadder.
That is baby shoes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, so what was your point at the top? You thought it was harder to do than anyone ever said. Sucking your own dick. Is that what you're saying? Or easier?
It's, what, growling your own ass?
No, sorry, eating your own dick. I mean, sucking your own dick.
Sucking your own dick's harder than what?
Were you saying it was harder or easier? Because you made, when I was saying, you were like, oh, I think this is easy or something. Did you say? No,
I don't think I said sucking your own dick's easy. Please do not put words into my mouth. Or dicks.
unless it's yours.
It's fine. But sucking, man, don't you have to get, isn't that whole Marilyn Manson thing? Like, man, do you hear he?
Yeah, remember that was when that was the weirdest thing about Marilyn Manson? Yeah, I don't think any of that shit works. But people can do it. I mean, you can look it up all right. In fact, everyone get your phones out.
Right now.
We'll wait.
Actually, that's how Ron Jeremy got famous, the porn star.
Yes.
First
remember when that was the weirdest thing Ron Jeremy did?
That's how he got famous. Because in the porno scene, he was in the background sucking his own dick.
Yeah.
That's honestly
an extra. He was an extra in that scene.
Yeah.
He's in the background, but he promoted himself.
I don't know.
That would really still focus in any film.
Yeah. The movie was All the President's Men, and Redford was like, could we not have that? Because me and Dustin are acting up a fucking storm here.
That guy should be in it.
It was a weird fact to have on the back of the Carlton draft list, but you know what I mean? Ron Jeremy sucked his own dick.
You know what's crazy? It seems like if you're in showbiz and you can suck your own dick, you can become a megastar, and yet still, Tom Walker remains undiscovered by most of the mainstream media.
Can he suck his own dick?
Yeah, well, actually, Tom... A story... I love telling this story. When we were at uni... Ben and I worked at a bar at the uni, and Tom was trying to get a job there. And the bar manager said to me,
suck your own dick and you get a job.
No, he said to me,
like these two did.
A blowjob.
Yeah. He goes, your friend Tom's trying to get a job. He goes, your friend Tom's trying to get a job. What do you know about it?
Fans of the podcast will have heard this story multiple times. Yeah. It's been litigated, in fact, by Tom on the podcast. But if you're hearing it for the first time, I really want you to just stop down at this moment. You are working in a bar. It's like actually quite a prized job at the university, right?
And what year is this? 2010?
This is
2009 or
something. 2009?
Different time, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a global financial crisis on and work is scarce. And your dear friend,
yeah.
Tom Walker, has, you know, gussied up the courage to put his little shitty CV together and hand it to the bar manager one lunchtime rush. Yeah. And the bar manager has noticed it for whatever reason and has gone to you and basically said, should I hire this guy, this friend of yours?
Yeah.
That's the position that you're in at this point
of
the story.
And you go, fun fact about Tom.
Yeah. I said, fun fact about Tom Walker. Tom, when he was in high school, took 2 days off school to try and suck his own dick.
And I just want to go on the record of saying that at the time that Michael said that, and as far as I'm aware to the present day, was a lie. And he then, just made it up.
Yeah, but it's part of, like, at what point does a lie become the truth?
Never, like, in fact.
That's very true. Or a lie.
Yeah. Because this is before Tom went to the French clown school and stuff. You know?
Where he could have probably sucked his, I don't know.
Yeah.
It and seems so, that sort of thing Gaulia makes
and,
you do.
And actually, and Tom...
No, no, all, I reckon Gaulia would, anyway.
So Tom gets all mad about this, but he did get a trial shift, you know? So... So, you know.
It's very suspicious any time he ever asks for time off. They're like, why?
I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, I feel like we've had a pretty fun afternoon.
Yeah, this has been a delight, guys.
For people who've never come to the podcast before, what are you... are you okay that you came? Is it all right? Or what are you... I don't know. It was good.
It's okay. Good. It was the least bad...
Of anyone on the list?
Of anyone that she's seen in the past week. So we've got to take that.
That's good.
Oh, you know, okay, well, I got a... last time we did one of these, I got a DM from someone who said, oh, you're very different on the podcast to Letters and Numbers.
If your letters all spelled self-suck yeah. and the numbers were 69, it'd be pretty similar. Yeah.
David, did you get self-suck?
I've got no jokes because I had never watched the show. It's about spelling, isn't it? Fuck that.
Yeah. You'd be terrible on it.
But this has been a delight. Thank you, the three of you, for coming. And thank you to all of you for coming. It's a cold night in Sydney. And it's a funny old time.
Now, we've got like 5 minutes left if you want to play a game. Or you reckon we've reached a natural end to the show?
No, the gummy bear... a friend of mine gave me a kilo of Haribo gummy bears recently. As payment, I took some photos of his art and he gave me... That's how I know I've made it.
Art or aunt?
Art. And so he was like, have a kilo of Haribo gummy bears because he knows me.
Sure.
And I wanted to play a game called Guess That Bear, where I was going to give each of our guests a different coloured gummy bear, and they were going to eat the gummy bear, and they were going to tell us what colour it is. But, Michael, based on this reaction, I think I made the right call.
Well, we'll have to save Guess That Bear for another time.
Yeah.
Everyone, thank you so much for coming. Thank you to Comedy Store for having us at the Comedy Festival for having us. Would you please thank Alex Lee, Cameron James and Brett Blake? Also, give a round of applause to Ben Jenkins.
And Michael Hing.
Thanks to Claire and everyone for helping out. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the cape, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. Red tape.
she walked in the place. I knew her smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.